The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice, one of the maybe obvious but very useful understandings is that your mind, your thinking mind, in terms of if it's swept up in what it's thinking about, is often not here and now. It's thinking about things in the future, the past, and fantasy. It's not about here, it's about something somewhere else, or fantasy that's maybe nowhere, or imaginary places. And the thinking mind is seldom really here. Your physical body is always here. It's always here and now. It can't be anywhere else. And what we're trying to do in the practice is to bring the body and mind together so they work in harmony. And it's not so much the task of, usually, most of the time, of figuring out, you know, how to get your body to where the there and then that your mind is. So if you're thinking about the past, you can't go back. If you're thinking about the future, you can't really, you can wait for the future to come. If you're fantasizing about vacation in San Diego, I guess you could probably take a plane down there today. And so your body and mind are in the same place. But the task for meditation is to really bring the mind in harmony with the body. So they work together and they benefit each other. And this idea that the body is an intimate and very important partner to your whole life is central to Buddhist practice. And this idea of so one of the things that it was possible to do is to fold everything back into the body. Whatever's happening, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing, to fold it back into how the experience, the sensations that are a part of the body in that regard. So, you know, in terms of thinking, there might be a lot of energy around thinking. There might be tension or pressure associated with thinking, might be emotions, moods associated with thinking. How's that felt physically in the body? Come back and use the body as a reference point for understanding it. What's happening here physically? What's happening physically? And we can have major personal issues going on, lots of things that need to be think about, to figure out, and a lot of emotions and all kinds of momentum to kind of be concerned about them. And that's not necessarily bad to have those, but it's really significant to fold it all back into the body being here and now. And it's almost like if you can do that, then you can allow, you can distinguish between thoughting and thinking. Thinking is when you're involved in your thoughts, participating at all. Thoughting is what the mind does. So you can allow your thoughting to happen, but you don't get involved. You just keep folding it all back in your body. How is this in the body? Now, here and now, how is this being done? And if it's uncomfortable thinking, you'll probably feel uncomfortable in your body. Feel that discomfort and fold that. Just imagine you're folding it back in, kind of like dough that you're making bread dough and you're folding flour in and you're kneading it and bringing it back and bringing it back. Fold it all back. Fold it all back. The body is always in the present moment. And it's fascinating, powerful, to include the body in the processing. Include the body kind of will help the whole mind, emotional things going on, will help kind of compost it or digest it or process it or open it up in a way that makes it much more powerful than if you only stay up in your thinking mind, thinking about it that way, trying to process it up there. So come back into your body, feel your body, be with your body, with whatever is happening, and then find your way. It's a wonderful thing to do. So this is a good day for it here this morning. So you might see if you can come back just as much as you can. Be in your body, feel your body, reference everything back to the body. What happens if you reference everything to your body? How is it in the body? How is it now here? And perhaps as you do that, the thinking mind can become quieter and the thoughting mind might still operate. But the thoughting mind is much less agitated than the thinking mind. And so there can be much more peace with it all. So I hope you enjoy your body. Thank you.